Hey guys, welcome back to the Let's Talk Digital show by Official Gaurang. And today, we're just going to take it very casual. I am here to talk about the progress with my digital agency, the one I'm building right now, and where I am at, and what's the future for me working up ahead. It's almost the end of 2021, and we have all seen lots of changes happening, lots of things happening very fast. The movement in the industry, in the scenario, in country-wise, international levels. It's been a lot of things. And according to the trend, there are going to be a lot of things coming up till the end of this year. So, with a better future in our minds and hoping for an extraordinary end of this year, let's talk about Crazen Media. That's the name I'm moving forward with, Crazen Media. I've already created the website and the social media handles are on its way. It's not live right now. Nothing is live. It's all done and dusted. It's in the back end right now, and what I'm doing is I am searching for freelance clients. So I am still working as a freelancer, as I've always was, and I'm searching for clients regularly to expand my portfolio, the one which I'll be showcasing in my website. And all of the freelance work I'm taking up right now is in the name of Crazen Media. Moving forward, I'll still be doing the same. And as for my team, the one which I'm planning to inculcate in Crazen Media, so I have two approaches right now, and I would really love your opinion on those. One, I have my eyes set on few people for different tasks, for designing social media, SEO, SEM, analytics, and stuff like that. For HR, for sales, I have few people in my mind, and I can just go ahead and approach all of them individually and bring them into my team, into Crazen Media. But the issue there is they're all not from Kolkata. So either I go and be like a complete online digital company with no physical presence, or I bring them all here, which would be a very, very, very costly affair. Because all of those people have at least an experience of 5 to 6 years. That's the minimum they all in general have. So most of them have more than that. And they are all amazing at their work. So either I can go ahead with a team which basically is a jam-packed team with all where we can provide anything and everything to our clients, or I can go ahead and incubate people, pick up freshers, pick up people which have the talent but are not there yet, and then polish them according to what I really want in my agency, what I want to prove with my agency. And so if we compare it with a team with ready experience, my initial investment might be very low, but then in long term it's both beneficial and costly. So it's all, at the end, it will all be about how many people I retain and how good can I train them. So every person is trainable. That's what I believe. It's on the trainer who actually can identify those particular people, understand their skill set, understand what they can provide, what they can do, what they can imagine, and how much they can improve, and then polish them according to what they need. So I have that option as well. And if I go with the second approach, I might go ahead and establish a physical presence so that I can have people around me, talk to them physically, face to face, understand, work with them, discuss ideas and stuff. So I have those two approaches. So apart from this, what I'm working on right now is bagging in new clients. And the best way I have understood where I can add more clients faster and easier at the same time, also basically cover out all of my expenses and the time I'm giving in to completing that project is website designing, specifically WordPress based websites. So I have been creating WordPress based website for the last 8 clients of mine, and it's all good. I have really started improving. You can say that I was a good WordPress based website designer, but right now I believe I've jumped leaps and bounds in the kind of designs, the kind of ideation, the kind of layouting I have been doing since the last year. So the one approach I have in common for all of the clients which do not specifically have any brief, they just we all know there are clients which say that I want this, I just want it, and you do however you want. They don't think what kind of colors they want, what is the message they want to portray forward. There are clients which don't have that in their mind. There are clients which are very specific as to what they want, and they just want someone to do it for them. So I actually search for both clients, but then working with the client which have a set goal is actually way faster. But at the same time, it's if they have a very weird specific goal achievement, a specific target, and achieving that particular target sometimes make it very weird and time consuming and hectic. So it actually totally depends on the skill set of the designer. As of right now, I haven't really had any issues with such clients, so hoping moving forward I won't have the same as well. But in terms of the first client, it's actually very good for a beginner agency, because that's where they have creative freedom. They can do whatever they want until it's in line with the client's company, the service or the product they provide, or the information they want in the website. If it's justifying that, you have the full creative freedom. So I actually personally prefer projects where I have creative freedom, and this goes for everything, for logo designing, for website designing, for social media marketing, digital post designing and stuff like that. I prefer creative freedom where I can do whatever I want, and it's not like I get adamant about what I've created. I obviously to create something, I actually create a proof of concept, and then I showcase that proof of concept to my clients, and if they actually go ahead and say an okay to that, I put in more efforts and my time into it. I have also started product shoots. I am not good at it personally. Like many of you might know that I am a photographer, but I am a nature photographer. Okay, I can do landscape shoots, I can do stuff like that, I can do portraits, I can do candid photography, I'm good at that. But product photography is a whole new level which I have started exploring. I don't want to be a product photographer, I just want to understand that particular skill, understand what it needs, what are the efforts going in, so that when I actually get into product photo shoots, I can get a good product photographer and understand what's going on. And I believe that's what everybody should do, because I have been doing that for almost all the skill sets I'll be providing through my agency. I've done all of it personally, or I've learned all of it. So I have a good amount of idea about almost everything I'll be providing, even if I don't do it myself. So yeah, I have been picking up website designing clients so that I can have a very fast turnaround time and I can take up more clients in a month. So I guess that pretty much sums up what I have been currently doing. And now talking about what I want to do further. Yeah, so basically I'm talking something about which I'm going to do probably 10 years down the lane, and it's voice. I mean, like 10 years is a very long time, but then I want to get into voice marketing, voice everything, Alexa skills and everything, pretty much deep into it because I believe that's the upfront future right now. It's like if you guys aren't into like understanding the market, like you might have heard, or if you guys just even spend time into any of the marketing content, be it videos, article, blogs, anything, you might be hearing things around. Okay, like if you guys can hear the cloud, it's because it's raining cats and dog in Kolkata right now. And like I was free right now after a very long time, and I thought like keep everything aside, let's just record it. So yeah, if you hear something, just ignore it. Sorry for that. So yeah, continuing. So you guys might be hearing things surrounding voice happening right now. There's so many podcasts which are currently live and it's increasing day by day. I might have caught it on that podcast train, but then I really didn't. I just bought the ticket. I actually bought it. So this is a few of my efforts into getting into podcasting. I really want to do it regularly. It's too much stuff surrounding right now, and even if I sit, I cannot produce good content. So yeah, so there are too many things here around podcast. The listenership of podcast has increased. The voice, which basically gives more opportunity into voice marketing, voice advertisement, and there are Alexas entering into our household daily lives every single day. Slowly, steadily, we are entering into that voice or home automation scenarios where we can just speak something and Alexa does it for us. So yeah, getting into voice is a really, really good opportunity, and I'm looking forward to doing that in the future. Right now, I am establishing a base for my agency, and most of you know I already have separate business. It's a family business. I've entered into that. It's in pharmaceuticals, and right now I'm also in in terms of expanding the business in different states of India. So I'm also focusing on that. And so yeah, so things will take time. Nothing happens overnight, and it doesn't really matter how much time it takes till the point that I do it. So that's my target. I need to do this, and let's just hope for the best. And understand that we can do it. So right now I am searching for new clients for website designing and development, mostly WordPress-based websites. Apart from this, I currently have a client which for which I am creating product videography, product videos for advertisements and all. And that's going good. It's slow work, but it's going good. I'm producing a good content. I just finished with an ad yesterday and it's been sent over to the client. I'm waiting for the reward on this. And once that's okay, I'll just keep on pushing out new videos for them. Also, I think I should start something. I should start posting on Instagram. I already have my Instagram handle. It's ready. It's
at Crazen Media. I haven't posted anything. The few times I actually upload some story or something, but then it's a blank page, zero posts, zero followers, and it's okay. Actually, I just wanted to block that username just in case. And right now, especially since I am putting out this content, I really want to like block that handle. I don't really want to lose it, so I'll be finishing making out all the other in social media handles right away, so that it doesn't get blocked. I really don't want to like ponder over the name again. I probably will officially launch the website and everything mostly early next year. And if so, like, I hope you guys comment on the hiring scenario, the team building scenario, so that I have a better clarity on what to do forward. And you guys can also suggest the content you want me to put ahead. I think I'll have episodes like this where I just start with something on my end rather than deciding on a topic and creating a script around, because that just confines me and does not allow me to post or record anything new for months and months. So if this particular episode does well comparatively in comparison to other episodes, I think I might just move ahead and create unfiltered raw podcast episodes where I just talk about a topic I really want to talk about. And I am planning to get in new artists to interview them. So let's hope for the best. Thank you for listening, guys. Do follow me on Instagram, and you guys can connect with me on Crazen Media at Crazen Media on Instagram, and we can discuss more. See you next time. Thank you for being here.